to LA Talk Radio, the home of irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk. We say what we want.
Yes, we do, right here on Broad Topics. I'm Laura Nickerson. Hey, follow us on Twitter at Broad Topics because we want to hear from you. And so do the movie guys. In fact, I have the movie guys right here in the studio, Karen Volpe and Paul Preston. Welcome.
Troglodyte.
What does that mean?
I say what I want on LA Talk Radio.
Really? So we should change that bumper too. I am a troglodyte.
I
thought it meant that you were a caveman and had a really big forehead.
Hey, LA Talk
forehead.
Radio, I say what I want. Mulch!
Has mulch been taken?
Whatever.
It should be if it hasn't been.
Yeah.
Hey, movie guys, what's going on this summer? I have no clue.
We have summer movies to talk about, so hello, Broad Topics.
Hello.
I am Paul Preston.
I am Karen Volpe.
And we're with themovieguys.net, here to preview some of the films coming out in theaters in the next few months. That's right, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Summer movie season.
Which is to say, fans of David Lynch,
Darren Aronofsky,
Terrence Malick,
Lars von Trier,
Jim Jarmusch,
and Gus Van Sant, enjoy the beach, because it's time for superheroes, outer space adventures, raunchy comedies, and excess.
Speaking of excess, opening this weekend is Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby.
Now, Karen, I'd like to address the low-lying fruit and just call this The Gay Gatsby.
Yes.
Because Moulin Rouge director Luhrmann's never met a storyline he couldn't make splashy.
True. He also made Australia gay, and there's a country where they drink rust water.
And this won't be your father's The Great Gatsby, and by your father, we mean Robert Redford.
Mm-hmm.
In keeping with his anachronistic tendencies, this version trades out the swinging music of the jazz age for hip-hop and rap.
Luhrmann called hip-hop the modern-day equivalent of jazz. That's partially true in that many of his artists end up dead. Although it was drugs that killed Chet Baker, he wasn't shot by Charlie Parker.
Now, with the 3D and music by Jay-Z and Kanye West, Baz Luhrmann's new film looks to resemble The Great Gatsby as much as Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet resembled Romeo and Juliet.
As much as we goof, though, you got to applaud the ambition on display here. And we really hope that the story of the rich and unhappy is somehow fun. But you know, Paul, when I saw this trailer, this movie made me want to read.
Now, from the world of counter-programming, also opening May 10th, is Peoples, starring Craig Robinson, David Alan Greer, and a veritable Who's That of Hollywood.
Despite the title, this is not the Nia People or Mara Van Peoples story. Sorry to disappoint nobody.
This Meet the Black Parents story features overweight Robinson and his girlfriend, played by the gorgeous Kerry Washington.
So you know it's a comedy.
Robinson tries to impress his girlfriend's doubting parents, who live in the Hamptons. Robinson refers to them as the Chocolate Kennedys. By the way, also one of my favorite punk bands growing up.
And just when you thought they had run out of things to put after the words Tyler Perry, lo and behold, Peoples is presented by Tyler Perry.
Yes, but despite Tyler Perry's penchant for cross-dressing, Kerry Washington's mom is played by S. Epatha-Merkerson.
So that's a warning, or probably a recommendation.
But let's think bigger, shall we? Let's talk about a movie I want to see again already. Star Trek Into Darkness.
The poster shows the USS Enterprise on fire and plummeting from the sky, because it's not a Star Trek movie franchise until they've trashed the Enterprise.
This film looks like a true nerdgasm. Star Trek, J.J. Abrams, Simon Pegg, Benedict Cumberbatch.
And it could also be action-packed, which is much like the second film of the original Trek film series, The Wrath of Khan.
But it is co-written by Damon Lindelof of TV's Lost, so the crew could accidentally beam up a polar bear for no reason.
We'll see. Probably twice.
Now, Memorial Day sees the release of two big franchise entries going head-to-head at the box office.
Just when you thought the titles of the Fast and Furious movies couldn't get more creative, comes Fast and Furious 6.
Now, follow me if you can with this. First up was The Fast and the Furious.
Yes.
Then the Vin Diesel-less sequel, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Very clever.
Two, because it was second. Now, then the Screw Everything, Let's Go to Japan threequel, The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, followed by the Let's Get the Band Back Together Fast and Furious. Then the mega hit and smallest title yet, Fast 5, adding The Rock, which is apparently what you do when you want your franchise to be better.
And The Rock is back again, rejoined in this biceptathon by Tyrese Gibson and Vin Diesel. Really? No room for Jonah Hill in this cast?
Yes, it's the Tooth Fairy squaring off with the pacifier for one more go-round as the crew of Hot Rod Racers get together for one more heist. And please don't complain about there being another Fast and Furious movie. Fast 5 was the best one yet, so I'll take another.
And remember that people were thrilled to guide Skyfall to a billion-dollar worldwide gross, and that was the 23rd film in that franchise.
So there will be a lot of growling and acting from under furrowed brows. And if you have an iPhone, you can download an app that will translate what Vin Diesel is saying.
Speaking of hunks, Bradley Cooper is back in The Hangover 3, Part 3. Also opening Memorial Day weekend. A weekend often associated with hangovers.
Now, this film starts as the previous two films did, trying to figure out a way to get Justin Bartha the hell out of the way so Cooper, Ed Helms, and Zach Galifianakis can have adventures.
The trailer calmly suggests, this is enough effort, right? Because you're already going to go see this movie.
The Wolfpack find themselves back in Las Vegas when Doug gets kidnapped on the way to taking Alan to a rehab center for his mental problems.
Now follow me on this. Too often people complain about being taken to a rehab facility. They lash out against the idea of an intervention. Well, I just want to tell you that I would love an intervention. I can't imagine a more awesome thing than having someone just tell me that I have to take a month off from my life and get counseling and eat free meals and not have to cook and garden and have people tell me what to eat and have it be healthy and do nothing but talk about my feelings. Sign me up for that.
Well, now opening May 31st is the latest effort from Will Smith and his ongoing effort to make us love his children as much as he does.
After Earth, a serious sci-fi film about a spaceship. Oh, I should say this right. After Earth is a serious sci-fi film about a spaceship that crash lands on Earth years after cataclysmic events had decimated the planet. I don't even know why I bothered to say that right. It still sounds stupid. The crash survivors must learn to survive in Earth's new rugged environment.
Yes, but the movie does look serious. You are correct. Okay. I just can't get excited about a Will Smith movie where he doesn't smile once in the trailer.
I'm also worried that Will and Jaden Smith may be using dialects in this movie. It's tough to tell, which is not a good thing.
The Smiths wander this unpopulated Earth only to discover Tom Cruise is the only other person alive. And together, they reboot Earth as a Scientology utopia.
Wait, Will Smith isn't a Scientologist, is he?
Well, he's on Oprah a lot.
There's something you probably don't know about the film. It's co-written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, director of The Happening and The Lady in the Water.
Yes, they've conveniently left his name off of the preview.
So then, when the director of The Sixth Sense and The Village at the helm, then what's going to be the big twist?
Will Smith died in the crash?
Oh, they're on Mars the whole time?
It'll be good.
That could be it. I think the Smiths are performing one of the most elaborate crossfades in Hollywood history. Will Smith will start acting and performing less. Jaden Pinkett Smith will keep acting and performing more until the son just morphs right into the father without anyone noticing.
Well, that's what your May is like. And June brings World War Z with Brad Pitt and zombies.
You had me at Brad Pitt. Plus White House Down with Channing Tatum.
Well, you had me at Brad Pitt. And in July, we'll have Pacific Rim.
The dirtiest sounding movie since Inside Man. And on 4th of July, of course, we get The Lone Ranger.
Where Johnny Depp plays Captain Jack Tonto. And we, as ever, are excited.
Bring it on, Hollywood.
That's the movie, guys,
yes,
right there.
That's us.
Karen Volpe and Paul Preston.
That's a what's a comment.
You know what?
Stuff.
It's not often that I can have a segment in here that brings up Mario and Nina Van Peebles.
Right?
Or wait, Nina Peebles.
Nia Peebles.
And Mario Van Peebles.
People. That's
and
Peebles. We oh, doesn't matter.
We bastardized it.
I'm sitting here describing
it.
And describing their names.
Yeah.
Like it matters.
Both of them and Pacific Rim joke. Well,
all the same
just,
time.
That's just fine. That's
of
just
course.
fine radio with me.
Yeah, Pacific Rim, I'm excited.
A lot of people I know are taking their young children to go see Iron Man 3.
Oh, all right.
Should we be doing that?
I don't like kids, so sure.
Note to self, don't ask Karen to babysit.
Yeah, I'm a horrible babysitter. Oh, I don't know. It depends on what your kid can handle, I guess. If they're a crier, they're going to piss me off, so I don't want you to take your kid.
All right, so do not take your kids to
well,
Iron
there's,
Man.
There's,
what about your adult
there's
kids?
There's lots of gunshots. There's lots of action. You know, at the forefront of it are good lessons about, you know, the cost the guy's got to pay to be a superhero.
And that is a good lesson.
Yeah, and his, well, you know.
There's no, like, animated monkeys or anything. Why would you
If your kid's going to set off to be a superhero, it needs to know the cost there's going to be before he sets out to do such a thing.
I will point out that my 4-year-old has ambitions to be a superhero when he grows up.
Then
well,
take him to
good.
Iron Man 3.
You should see Iron Man.
Yeah, I should take my 4-year-old to Iron Man 3. But what about my adult children, like my husband? Should I take him?
Yes, for sure.
It's going to be a good movie, you think?
Yeah, it's great.
I saw it twice already.
Yeah. You did?
He did.
I'm kind of a summer movie completist. You may remember last summer I was here talking about what to expect when you're expecting.
Yeah.
I see everything at the summer. I don't know why I saw that, but I see everything.
I don't know why that's a summer movie.
And when there's only one big movie, I got to go see that one twice.
Well, you know, people learned a lot about expecting things from that movie.
Yeah, like don't expect much from Jennifer Lopez's performance.
Exactly.
One.
Hey, ho.
Going back
movie.
To the Iron Man and the kid thing, because I shouldn't be totally horrible to kids. There's a kid in this movie who's a really good actor. I like him a lot. He was really good. I don't know his acting name. What's his?
Ty Simpkins.
He was great.
And he was good.
He went head-to-head with Robert Downey, and they were hysterical together.
Yeah, there's a bit of a run Hollywood's having on kids being good in movies, because I don't know if you saw The Impossible, that movie about the tsunami.
With Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts. But the kid who plays her eldest son is awesome. Like award worthy, I thought. Should have been nominated. He was great. And the kids from Moonrise Kingdom were great. And there's a lot of great kid performances going on lately. And he's one of them, yeah.
He's really good. He's very funny. He just is so dry. And it's nice whenever Robert Downey Jr.'s character doesn't have to talk down to the kid because the kid's just right there with him.
Well, that's good to hear because I don't generally care for kids acting. I don't like them to sing or dance either.
Oh, me either.
Well, yeah. The problem is most of the time they act like a kid instead of acting like themselves. Like they act like they're directed to act like a kid.
Yeah.
And then that just screams false.
Yeah.
So those kids who can play it more truthful look better.
It's better when you have an old person playing a kid. I think that goes very well.
Yes, short people playing children is the way to go.
Wave of the future. Wave of the future. Hey, movie guys, how do we find you online and get more of your show? You have your own radio show now, yes?
Yes.
We do. We have taken April off. And so we'll be coming back at the end of this month with brand new shows previewing all the movies that are coming out. We are at themovieguys.net.
Which is always up and kicking around with new content and ideas and reviews and articles and our thoughts, which, you know, are frightening. But we tweet those out as well, so you can follow those.
Yeah, that's at themovieguys on Twitter and facebook.com/themovieguys. And we've got some reviews up. So if you want to know a good idea of what Iron Man 3 is all about, we have a full review at the site and reviews
fantastic.
Of Oblivion, which is great, so you should see that too if you have a chance.
Oh, and excellent. There's plenty of Robert Downey Jr. without his shirt on.
I'll be there.
Yes.
I'll be there. Thank you, movie guys, for
Thank
joining
you.
Me right here. Karen Volpe, Paul Preston, everyone, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back with our panel of stunt women.
Cool.
Jen Cobb-Schweitzer and Gael Cohen right here on Broad Topics. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Broad Topics. Diverse women, big topics.